Well, this morning we're very privileged to have Ryan Giffen with us here today. And so this is my first time to meet him. However, I understand that many of you know him, but he was a little smaller. So he's come back to be with us today. Praise God. So I'm going to read to you about Ryan. It's right there in your bulletin. It says, Ryan Giffen is the denominational archivist. For the Church of the Nazarene. Before that, he served as the lead pastor of Village Community Church in Kansas City, Kansas. He is a graduate of Mid-America Nazarene University, Nazarene Theological Seminary, and is an ordained elder in the Church of the Nazarene. Ryan is also a graduate of Seaman High School and the Fairlawn Church of the Nazarene. I think I've heard of that church from somewhere. Praise God. Good church. Good church. Youth group. Ryan is a product of Fairlawn. Here he attended VBS, was baptized, preached his first sermon, received his first local minister's license, was nurtured in his call to ministry, and even participated in the Topeka Passion Play. He and his family live in Kansas City. Ryan, welcome. Let's give him a welcome, brothers and sisters.
Thanks, Pastor Tom. Thank you, brother. So good to be here with you guys. Are you just going to hang out up here with me?
I'm going to walk away unless you want.
I think I'll be all right. Thank you so much. I recognize this pulpit. It's still here. I love it. This is great. Thank you for the privilege of being here with you today. I want to begin this morning by reading a passage from the Holy Scriptures found in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 43 through 46. You can find your place there again. That's John, chapter 1, verses 43 through 46. The words will also be on the screen, so you can follow along there. And as you're finding your place, just let me say again how privileged I am to be here. I never would have thought that this day would come. Last time I was here was probably 20 years ago. And I look a little bit more like my father than I did back then. And there's no shame in that, Dad. That's good. It's a good thing. So I'll say a little bit more about myself here in a little bit. But really what I want to do more than that today is talk about you. And that'll be fun. But let's hear the word of the Lord together. From John chapter 1, verses 43 through 46, it says this, the next day Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, follow me. Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, we have found the one Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Nazareth? Can anything good come from there? Nathanael asked. Come and see, said Philip. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Do you believe time travel is possible? Let's give it a shot this morning. Travel with me back in time to the year 1895 to the city of Los Angeles, California. Imagine yourself walking on a dirt road downtown through the city. There are storefronts on both sides of the road. Folks are strolling by on horseback and horse-drawn buggies. As you're making your way down the road, a stranger with a friendly smile approaches you and she says, good morning, friend. I'd like to invite you to a church service this Sunday. And she hands you a flyer with an advertisement on it. You look down at the flyer and you read these words. Notice of first meeting. Los Angeles, California, October 1895. Dear friends, permit us to inform you that Reverend P.F. Brzee, D.D., will preach next Sabbath, October 6th at 11 a.m. in the hall at 317 South Main Street, Los Angeles, California. Instead of at Peniel Hall as heretofore. Reverend J.P. Whitney, LLD, will preach at 7:30 p.m. We're also very glad to be able to announce to you that Drs. Whitney and Brzee have arranged to associate themselves together with such Christian people as may desire to join with them to carry on Christian work, especially evangelistic and city mission work, and the spreading of the doctrine and experience of Christian holiness. We cordially invite you to the opening services of this work next Sabbath, October 6th, 1895, at 317 South Main Street, Los Angeles, California. Committee. Sounds curious, doesn't it? Well, that flyer with those exact words actually was a real thing. As far as we know, no physical copies of the flyer survive, but it was transcribed word for word and recorded in a book by a man who lived during that time. The man's name was Ernest Gervin, and he was a colleague of one of the ministers mentioned in the flyer, Reverend P.F. or Phineas Franklin Brzee. As the flyer stated, Reverend Brzee did in fact preach on Sunday, October 6, 1895, in a small rented hall located at 317 South Main Street in downtown LA. The hall was known as Red Men's Hall. It's no longer there today, but in its time it was described as nothing more than a shabby lodge hall. Its maximum capacity, we think, was around 100 people. It wasn't huge, and it certainly wasn't fancy. We know that the service happened as announced because the Los Angeles Daily Times newspaper reported on it the next day. And we do have a copy of that newspaper report. On Monday, October 7th, there was breaking news under the headline. Here's the headline: Doctors Brzee and Whitney will found a new church. And here's what the Monday morning newspaper said. The first service of the new church was held in Red Men's Hall on South Main Street yesterday morning. The hall was filled with worshipers, the sermon of the morning being delivered by Dr. Brzee, who spoke from the words of the prophet Jeremiah. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. That scripture passage from Jeremiah is the King James Version. Have you ever heard of the King James Version? It's the King James Version of Jeremiah 6:16. And the same newspaper report went on to quote part of Dr. Brzee's sermon in which he commented on this verse. He said this, he preached, we are to ask for the old paths. Anything new in religion is false. And yet everything in salvation is marvelously new to him who finds it. Well, that newspaper report also stated that no name has yet been decided upon for this new organization. In a follow-up Los Angeles Daily Times article covering the official organizational service of this new church, a reporter indicated that the idea for a name of the new church came to J.P. Whitney, Reverend Brzee's co-pastor, one morning after a full night of prayer. The new church would be called the Church of the Nazarene. According to the reporter, Dr. Whitney declared that the name Nazarene represented the toiling, lowly mission of Christ, and that it was the name which was used in derision of him by his enemies. The great toiling, struggling, sorrowing heart of the world, it is Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth, to whom the world in its misery and despair turns that it may have hope. Nazareth? Can anything good come from there? Come and see. Well, this new church in downtown Los Angeles continued to gather in Red Men's Hall for a few more weeks. On Thanksgiving Day of that same year, just a few weeks later, they held their first service in a different rented hall just down the street. And the reason they had to find a new location was because, and this is a direct quote, the songs of praise and the shouts of triumph in Redmond's Hall were distasteful to its irreligious owners. So the church moved into a new rented hall, and they met there until the next spring when they built their first structure. And some referred to it as the tabernacle. Others called it the glory barn. It was described as follows. This building was simply a board structure with sides and a roof. But in the mild climate of Southern California, it was sufficiently comfortable. It would seat about 400 people. This building was little more than a great barn. Well, the glory barn was intended to serve as a temporary structure until the church could build a brick and mortar structure, but they ended up meeting in the glory barn for the next 7 years. This was the very first church with Church of the Nazarene in its name. A year and a half after the first gathering in Redmond's Hall, in January of 1897, the second local Church of the Nazarene was organized in Berkeley, California. 3 months after that, a third one was organized in Oakland, California. In the years that followed, the Church of the Nazarene continued to spread. The new Church of the Nazarene congregations appeared throughout the western USA and went as far east as Chicago. And during this time, Dr. Phineas Brazee was becoming a sought-after speaker at churches for revival and camp meeting services. He's still pastoring the church, but kind of like Brent, he's in Nairobi, Kenya, or he's in Chicago, or he's wherever he's at. Okay, so from August 14th through August 22nd of 1906, Reverend Brazee preached an 8-day outdoor revival meeting in Topeka, Kansas. Reflecting on his experience in Topeka, Brazee wrote these words in his church newsletter in Los Angeles. Topeka, like every other city in America, needs a center of fire where the work of salvation is really carried on. As of old, there are wide open doors, but many adversaries. The God who has brought us thus far can lead us on, even to greater victories. We shall pray for triumph in this important center. Topeka? Can anything good come from there? Come and see. Reverend Brazee's prayers were answered when the first Nazarene church in Topeka was officially organized in 1912 under a tent near the intersection of Tent Street and Buchanan Street. The church is known today as Topeka First Church of the Nazarene. For many years now, our brothers and sisters at Topeka First have worshiped in a permanent building at that same location. And about 30 years after Topeka First Church was established, in 1943, the Kansas City District Superintendent, Reverend Jarrett Acock, he's kind of the leader of the Nazarenes in the area, he stood before the annual Kansas City District Assembly, gathered at Carthage, Missouri, and he made this announcement. Some of the fine people of First Church Topeka have already started a Sunday school in the west part of the city, and we hope that that will develop into a new church. Well, that Sunday school gathering on Sunday afternoons did develop into a new church called Auburndale Church of the Nazarene. They met in a remodeled storefront building at 211 Orchard Street, right off of McVicker, the exit over there on McVicker Street. 1 year after this first announcement, Reverend Acock came back to the Kansas City District with an update on this little Sunday school thing happening. We're delighted to report Auburndale in West Topeka, pastored by Frank McClellan. organized less than a year ago, now they have upward of 30 members. Several times they had over 100 in Sunday school and have purchased a beautiful lot on which to build. Auburndale? Can anything good come from there? 2 years later, in November of 1945, Auburndale Church of the Nazarene relocated to 300 Roosevelt Street. That building is still there. They met there for 17 years until in 1962, under the leadership of Pastor Richard Schumann, they purchased land at 730 Southwest Fairlawn Road, and they changed their name to Fairlawn Church of the Nazarene. The initial building on this site included a chapel and a three-story bedroom house. The house became the parsonage, and Sunday school classes gathered in the basement. A year later, in 1963, the first sanctuary on this property was built. In 1989, under the pastoral ministry of Pastor Roy Peterson, we added a major addition called the Family Activity Center. Some of you are chuckling right now. There was a little guy named Ryan who played a lot of basketball in the Family Activity Center. In the mid-1990s, this addition was transformed into a new sanctuary, and it was in that new sanctuary, at a Sunday evening service, that I received my local minister's license. In 2003, under the ministry of Pastor Dave Bennett, the sanctuary in which we are worshiping here this morning was built. And one of the reasons for building this sanctuary was to accommodate the large crowds that were attending the annual production of the Topeka Passion Play. This is an Easter pageant that ran continually here at Fairlawn from 1995 to 2015, at which hundreds of people found salvation in Jesus Christ, right here in this room. 730 Fairlawn Road? Can anything good come from there? Well, maybe time travel is possible, right? As we've traveled briefly through the life and times of Fairlawn Church of the Nazarene this morning, I'm aware of a couple of things. First of all, I'm aware that there is great value in remembering who we are. Now, we certainly don't want to get stuck in the past, right? But we also don't want to get stuck in the present, especially if a discouraging or challenging present is preventing us, blinding us, from remembering God's past faithfulness to us. Our past stands as undeniable evidence that all our life God has been faithful to us. It reminds us that the God who has brought us safe thus far can lead us on to even greater victories, as Dr. Brzee said. Fairlawn Church of the Nazarene's story is not limited to just what is happening right now, and neither is your story. You have a past through which God has brought you safe. And the same God who brought you safely through that is with you in whatever you are up against today. And the other thing that I'm aware of this morning is this. You still with me? I'm aware. A little history lesson here. Everybody's awake. We're good. Caffeinated? No? Yes? Later. The other thing that I'm aware of is this, that good things can indeed come from unexpected places. The truth of the gospel is that something good, or rather someone good, came from Nazareth. It is Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth, to whom the world in its misery and despair turns that it may have hope. As the Topeka Passion Play communicated for 20 years, and as Pastor Brent And your pastoral staff continue to proclaim Sunday after Sunday, Jesus Christ is the only one who by his sufferings, by the shedding of his own blood, and by his death on the cross, made a full atonement for all human sin. At this time, I want to go ahead and invite the musicians to make their way up. We're going to close with a song here in just a moment, but let me just emphasize this today as much as I can. Good can indeed come from Nazareth. It can also come from a shabby lodge hall in downtown LA, from a little storefront Sunday school class in Auburndale, and from 730 Southwest Fairlawn Road. And good can come from other unexpected places, like unemployment, job loss, financial stress, a scary medical diagnosis, failure, a broken dream, rejection, betrayal, broken promises. Just like Nazareth, these are not places from which we would normally expect good to come. Do you find yourself in one of those places today? Maybe you don't. And if you don't, that's awesome. Sometimes you listen to messages and you think, do I need to talk myself into finding myself in a place like that today if I'm not there? No, you don't. But you probably will be there at some point in your life if you're not there today. And there are some in this room. Yeah, we're there. We're there. If you find yourself in one of these places today, in these unexpected places, you're wondering if anything good can come from there, take heart. Don't stop praying. Trust the Lord with it. In whatever form of misery and despair that you may be facing today, turn one more time to Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth, that you may have hope. Everybody say hope. Say it again, hope. Come and see. Come and see the faithfulness of God once again as he leads you on even to greater victories. We're going to stand together. We're going to close with this song. We're going to sing this song together. Thanks, guys. And Pastor Tom will close us out after we sing together. But let's sing this song with all our hearts. If you want to kneel, you can do that. If you want to pray, you can do that. If you want to just make yourself comfortable in a posture of prayer right where you are, you can do that. But as you do that, let's sing these songs of faithfulness and goodness together. God bless you.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so the goodness of God. I love your voice. led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. The goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you
Let's just take a moment to thank him. Just close your eyes with me. Raise your hands if you'd like to and just give him praise for his faithfulness. Thank you, God. Thank you. We worship you in this place. As many have come before us, as we learned this morning, so many seeking you, praising you, trusting in you, being faithful to the God who is faithful. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Ryan, thank you so much for that good, good message this morning. Thank you for reminding us, teaching us. I was thinking, Ryan, this morning as you come up, and though I didn't know you back when you were that big, but I've heard stories. So good to have you here, a part of our heritage that God gives to us, because God is always good. And I was thinking, Ryan, as you're sharing that this morning, and I was looking right here, and I didn't know Marcy when she was this big, but I know she was here in this place, and now look, right? The goodness of God, our heritage. His word says in Psalm 52, the goodness of God endures continually. Praise God. And so in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, I pray his love, his blessing, his heritage, and his purpose for your life fulfilled. In Jesus' name, thank you for his goodness, Lord. I thank you for your goodness today upon each and every one of you. Praise God. Go in peace. God bless you.